Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Quince Therapeutics, ticker QNCX, a biopharmaceutical company that's been making some waves, though not always for the right reasons. If you're curious about whether this stock is a hidden gem or a risky bet, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and long-term potential. Let's get started. All right, first things first, let's set the stage. Quince Therapeutics is a biotech firm focused on developing precision therapeutics for rare and debilitating diseases. Based out of South San Francisco, California, they've been around since 2012 and are part of the broader healthcare sector. Now, biotech can be a wild ride, high risk, high reward, and Quince has had its fair share of ups and downs. We're going to unpack all of that today to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. So let's talk a bit more about who Quince Therapeutics is. This company is laser-focused on rare diseases, particularly through their lead program targeting bone-targeting drug platforms. Their mission is to address unmet medical needs with innovative treatments, which sounds noble, but as investors, we need to see if the numbers and strategy back that up. With just 36 full-time employees, they're a small player in the biotech space, led by CEO Dirk Thye. They're operating in a competitive industry, and their journey hasn't exactly been smooth sailing, especially with recent news about reverse merger plans and bankruptcy risks. More on that later, but for now, just know they're a niche player trying to carve out a space in a tough market. Now, let's shift gears and look at their revenue, or, well, lack thereof. Quince Therapeutics isn't generating any revenue at the moment, which isn't uncommon for early-stage biotechs. Their focus is on research and development, burning cash to get their drug candidates through clinical trials. Over the past few years, from 2020 to 2024, their income statements show zero revenue across the board. That means they're fully reliant on capital raises and cash reserves to keep the lights on. For investors, this is a red flag unless there's a clear path to commercialization soon. Without revenue segmentation or geographic breakdowns to discuss, the story here is simple. They've got nothing coming in yet, and that's something to watch closely. Moving on to their earnings, or more accurately, their losses. Looking at the past few years, Quince has been deep in the red. In 2024, their net income was a loss of about $56.8 million, with an EPS of -$0.31. Compare that to 2023, where they lost $31.4 million, with an EPS of -$0.84, and you can see the losses are piling up. Back in 2022, the loss was $51.7 million, so there's no consistent improvement here. These numbers reflect heavy R&D spending and operational costs with no revenue to offset them. The key takeaway? They're burning through cash fast, and without a product in the market, profitability feels like a distant dream right now. Let's dig into the financial statements to get a clearer picture of their health. On the balance sheet for 2024, Quince reported total assets of $114.5 million, down from $180.2 million in 2023. Their cash and cash equivalents dropped significantly to just $6.2 million from $20.8 million a year prior. That's a worrying trend. Total liabilities stand at $84.3 million, and their retained earnings are a staggering negative $376.5 million, showing years of accumulated losses. Looking at cash flow, they had a net cash outflow from operating activities of $31.9 million in 2024, compared to $18.3 million in 2023. Free cash flow is also negative at $32.2 million. Simply put, they're hemorrhaging cash, and with such low reserves, they might need to raise more capital soon, potentially diluting shareholders. So, what's Quince worth? Valuation in biotech is tricky, especially for a company with no revenue. Their current market cap is around $7.2 million, with a stock price hovering at just 13 cents. Their enterprise value is about $16 million, but traditional metrics like PE or PS ratios don't apply here since they've got no earnings or sales. Their price-to-earnings ratio for 2024 is negative, sitting at 0.08, which just reflects their losses. Without forward PE estimates or clear growth catalysts, valuing Quince comes down to speculation on their pipeline. If their drug candidates succeed, the upside could be massive. If they fail, this could head to zero. High risk, no question. All right, let's break down Quince Therapeutics through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, their focus on rare diseases gives them a niche market with less competition and potentially high rewards if they succeed. They've also got a small but dedicated team working on innovative therapies. On the weaknesses side, the obvious one is their lack of revenue and consistent losses. Their cash reserves are dwindling, and they're heavily reliant on external funding. For opportunities, a successful drug approval could be a game changer, potentially attracting partnerships or even a buyout. There's also growing demand for rare disease treatments, which plays to their strengths. But the threats are significant. Recent news about reverse merger plans and bankruptcy risks highlight their precarious financial position. Plus, the biotech sector is brutal, with high failure rates in clinical trials. They're walking a tightrope right now. Now let's check out their recent performance on the charts. Quince's stock has been on a brutal downtrend. Over the past week, it's down 46.5%. Over the last month, it's dropped 70%. And over the past year, it's lost nearly 90% of its value. If you go back 5 years, the decline is a staggering 95%. A recent plunge came after a Form 8K filing revealed talks of a reverse merger and bankruptcy risks, which spooked investors. The stock is trading at just 13 cents, near all-time lows. For short-term movers, there might be some volatility to play if merger news firms up, but this is not a chart for the faint of heart. Long-term, there's no technical support to speak of. It's just a free fall. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis. Since Quince has no revenue or earnings, traditional discounted cash flow models are tough to apply. Their value hinges entirely on future potential, which is impossible to predict with precision without clinical trial outcomes. Instead of forcing a DCF, I'll frame this qualitatively. If their lead program succeeds, the stock could skyrocket, potentially valuing them in the hundreds of millions based on comparable biotech deals. But here's the flip side. If they fail, or if they can't secure funding to keep going, the intrinsic value could effectively be zero. Right now, with their cash burn and balance sheet, they're skating on thin ice. Investors are essentially betting on a binary outcome, boom or bust. So, what's the verdict on Quince Therapeutics? Look, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. They've got an interesting focus on rare diseases, but their financials are a mess. Huge losses, shrinking cash, and recent filings hinting at bankruptcy or desperate merger moves. If you're a speculative investor with a stomach for risk, you might keep this on your radar for pipeline updates. But for most of us, this stock looks like a gamble until there's concrete progress. What do you think? Would you touch QNCX at these levels, or are you staying far away? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if you found this breakdown helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.